Welcome back. I don't know how long this one gonna be, but it's definitely something on my mind that I want to discuss. And it's something that really pissed me off, especially in my own community. Well, it's only with my community. So I was on Instagram and I saw that Shaq took a picture with Lupita. I don't know how to say her last name, so I'm not even gonna screw it up. But the first comment I saw the black queen say that it's nothing but black men bashing her, and the black women was gonna go where they wanted. Now I did see some ugly comments from some black guys, for some of the guys in the culture, and I just want to say, this shit worked both ways. I'm not sitting here saying they right. I think Lupita beautiful, but let's not sit here and pretend y'all don't bash black guys too. It wasn't another race that created niggas ain't shit. Just like it was in another race that said bitches ain't shit. But me personally, those of y'all that know just go know. But I dealt with somebody from another race seriously. And a black queen that's still in my life today. Love her to death. Had negative comments to say because of that. But maybe a week or two later, I saw them doing the same thing. But mine was held to a higher standard because I'm a black king. Right? But I say, anybody that know me know I love my sisters. I love black women. I know I gotta end up with one. I feel like a black woman the strongest thing on this earth to ever exist. And I spoke multiple times about the strength that y'all have to go through the different situations of seeing black boys and black men taken away from the homes to death in jail and y'all being our backbone. I've spoken on that. But let's not sit here act like it's not some fuck ups in a bunch too. This is not a one-sided thing. There's one thing for sure and two things for certain. The same way y'all can say stuff, it's the same way that we can. Because let's not forget, it's not a black man that carries and conceives. It's our women. And it's many women who put one brother through raising kids that ain't his. Never knew about it. Not knowing who they baby daddy is. So yeah. A brother might. He ain't no brother. But a nigga might go out there and have a kid on you. But y'all do the same thing. We not finna sit here and point it at one side. We both need to do better. Baby, if you gonna love me, love everything that come with me. Love me for my flaws and all. Same way I'ma love you. We need to come together as a community. Because truthfully, I don't see no other race bashing they race the way that we do. We the only race that hold each other down. Every time somebody in our community trying to come up, it's somebody in our community trying to pull them down. We don't accept alley-oops. We don't accept somebody pushing us forward. We always got to think there's a motive behind it. We don't even accept the real. We try to look for the negatives in people. Even myself, I fell victim to it, trying to look for the wrongs. Yeah, it's hard to believe somebody real. But what are we learning from? Our community, within our own. This is not the way to be. Our own community tear each other down, break us down. The same ones that say we love each other is the same ones that hurt each other. And it's sad because until we understand that we need each other, we won't get nowhere as a community. Truthfully, we the most entertaining thing on this earth. We are entertainment. Everything that happens revolve us outside of money. We can't have the money because we go kill and tear each other down. We can't even support each other. Trying to support another person in our community, we get called dick riders, jocks. What's wrong with pushing the next person forward? Why can't I big you up? Why can't you big me up? Supporting our own is looked down upon in our community. It's sad. We supposed to love growth. Not spit on it. Not treat it like it's a bad thing. But this is what we have become accustomed to. And it ain't everybody, but it's enough that's doing it. As I stated before, I love my black queens. I love the sisters. And I know it's some sisters that love the brothers. But it's those of y'all that can't even appreciate what we got. I know plenty of niggas that disrespect their mama, so they can't love no sister. Just like it's plenty of women with daddy issues. They can't appreciate a good black man. Shit, in my case, a great black man. Ain't none of them bras appreciated me. Yeah, look, I ain't gonna pop my shit too much. But I'm just saying, this all start within our own community. That's real. But we want to go forward. We got to fix ours. And that's, well, one of the best sayings. I don't even know who created it. But they say, if you want to go far, go alone. No, if you want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go together. I don't know who the hell said it. I just know I heard it on different things. But that is so true. You want to go fast, you got to go by yourself. But you want to go far, you need a community around you. You need a strong support system. You need your own. But what that mean to y'all?